after seeing him heal, after seeing him have this deep communion with the mystery of God the Father himself, after all that they have seen, and after his trial and gruesome, humiliating death, this day brings us, with Peter and John and Mary of Magdala, to an empty tomb, to a place that's meant to contain the dead, to a place that's meant to contain the hopelessness of a dead body, never to move again, never to live again. This day brings us to an empty tomb. And maybe, like Mary, Peter, and John, maybe we don't yet know quite what to think about it. Maybe we don't yet know quite what to make of it. They had not understood the Lord's words that he must rise from the dead. Maybe it seemed too good to believe. Maybe for us, we wonder, can it be true? Can we still believe that a man rose from the dead? Can we still believe that dead flesh came to glorious life again? Do we think that we are too advanced, too scientific, too grown up to believe an ancient superstition anymore? Can it be true? As we look into that empty tomb, we must ask ourselves, can it be true that this man rose from the dead? And if it is true, then it changes everything. It changes the meaning of my life. It changes the meaning of my death. It changes the meaning of the love and trials and sufferings and joys that I have in this life. It gives them not only a significance here, but an eternal significance, assuring us that this world is not the end. Whatever we suffer, whatever we miss out on, whatever we go through here is not the end of the story, if it's true that a man can rise from the dead. We could go through many apologetic arguments, and many of them are persuasive. We could talk about the claim that, well, it was just a fantasy. This all happened in the imaginations because they missed Jesus so much, they were thinking about him, and they just imagined. Well, for an imagined appearance, would they have gone and preached and gone to their deaths? Were they tricked? Did they just make up a lie about it all? Again, would they have preached and gone to their deaths for it? But I don't want to focus mainly on the apologetic arguments this morning, but I want to point out one thing that's very evident in the gospel today. Did you notice? Peter and John hear what Mary of Magdala says. The body is gone. What happened? Somebody took him away. She goes and finds Peter and John. Peter and John go to the empty tomb. They see that it's empty. John gets there first, but Peter goes in first. And apparently he's still confused. But John goes in. The gospel says he saw and believed. Think about that for a moment. The one apostle who saw the Lord die is the first one to believe in his resurrection. The one who saw him die is the first one to believe in his resurrection. There was something about his death, something that's not like anybody else. Remember, we also know the story of the soldier who pierced the Lord's side to make sure that he was really dead. The blood and water flows out, and the soldier says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And so I think a lesson that we can take here is that if we really follow the Lord in the last few days, yes, we're rejoicing now, but it's a joy that comes from putting our faith in who he is and who he was and in the great love with which he went to his death. And so the one apostle who saw him die is the one who is the first to believe. Another lesson we should take here is not to be discouraged. This church seems awfully full today compared to many other Sundays. It may be that many of us are kind of like the apostles on Holy Saturday. Maybe many of us have kind of run away and decided, well, we don't know quite what happened, but we don't want to take a risk. Maybe we are having trouble believing in the Lord's words that he truly did rise from the dead. And yet, there's no need to be discouraged. The apostles must have felt, think of what it was like that first Holy Saturday. They were with the Lord. They got scared and ran away. I imagine that perhaps it was Peter, having repented of his denial and having wept those bitter tears, I imagine that it was Peter who first shepherded the apostles back and went and found wherever they were cowering and hiding and brought them back. And even though he didn't quite know what to think had happened yet, but they opened themselves up. And through the appearances of the Lord, they come to believe that, yes, a man can rise from the dead. This man did rise from the dead. He did the impossible, and he invites us to share in his life, in his resurrection, in his glory. And so today, look into that empty tomb. Ask yourself, can it be true? Ask the Lord to show you. If it's true, ask the Lord to move your heart to renewed faith. If you're already a believer, to move your heart to the deeper faith that experiencing the resurrection with the church year after year should lead us to. If you don't quite know what to believe, well, that's how it was for Peter. That's how it was for Mary of Magdala. That's how it was for the other apostles. Look into that empty tomb. Can it be true?